Hi, everybody. Welcome to another banquet and to another CCB Saturday. This is the evening part of our convention, and we will go for the next couple hours or so. Tomorrow we'll have our business meeting, so more about that a little later, and a couple of surprises, etc. So we'll be telling you more about that in just a moment. Tonight, you're going to hear in just a few seconds one of the people who we had with us last year, and so many of us said we need to bring him back. We did, and he's going to be terrific again. So you'll hear from him. We'll hear from Lisa briefly. We'll hear from Linda, who is in charge of our publications committee, and there are some very deserving awards. And then a surprise, which I will not get into, but we'll talk about that when it's time. And then, by popular demand, something else that we've done already at this convention, but a lot of people wanted to hear it again, so we will. More about that. That's sort of a tease. And then Gabe and Kathy with CCB Awards, and there are some very deserving award winners. I have no idea who they are. Let's hope Gabe and Kathy do. And that will be like number 12.
That could be a big hope.
It could, yeah. Jason coming up. We've sprinkled Jason throughout, and he'll be here with us again to play a few more. And we'll also give a lot of our award people a chance to say a thank you if they wish, and we'll be aiding them in that process to get them up in front of microphones, etc. And if we have time, depending on how the time element goes, we'll be asking you guys, as our audience participation part of the program, to chat about something, which we'll talk about later. And then we'll talk.
We have two hands raised. I don't know what you want to do about those.
Nothing yet.
Okay.
Nothing yet. Okay. And then we'll have Jason end us, and then we'll have a couple of quick announcements, which will have to do with what's happening after we finish with the banquet. We've got probably 2 hours planned. We'll see how long it goes. In these things, you don't know how long things are going to go or how short things are going to go. So we'll see how it goes. If we end early, then there's more time for social happenings and things like that in the virtual sense. Anyway, welcome once again. Thank you all for being with us. We hope that you will enjoy yourself, because that's what the plan is, to enjoy and also to see everything that's going to be happening with regard to awards, etc. As I said earlier, one of the things that we did last year is we asked Jason Castanway to be with us and to sing and play. And so many of you said either A, I didn't get to hear it, or B, I got to hear it, but I want to hear it again, that we brought him back. And so by popular demand, let us welcome virtually. So clap your hands. We don't need to hear it necessarily, but we know you're doing it. Here's Jason Castanway.
Hello, everyone.
Sorry, I'm not done clapping yet. Oh, John's back there. I wonder who else was clapping. John, get out.
All right. Well, it's a pleasure to be back. Oh, Larry, I thought you were going to say maybe I heard it and I didn't want to hear it again.
I didn't think about that as a possibility, but if we bring you back next year.
Well, all right. Well, it's a pleasure to be here, and I love the theme, and let me know when to stop, because sometimes I get started and time flies and I don't know it's already been 15 minutes.
I'll give you a subtle hint.
Okay. Here we go. This first piece, I think, is a great starter. Out of the tree of life, I just picked me a plum. You came along and everything's starting to hum. Still, it's a real good bet, the best is yet to come. The best is yet to come, and babe, won't it be fine? You think you've seen the sun, but you ain't seen it shine. Wait till the warm-up's underway. Wait till our lips have met. wait till you see that sunshine place. You ain't seen nothing yet. The best is yet to come, and babe, won't it be fine? The best is yet to come, come the day you're mine. Come the day you're mine, I'm gonna teach you to fly. You've only tasted the wine. We're gonna drain that cup dry. Wait till your charms are right for these arms to surround. You think you've flown before, you ain't left the ground. Wait till you're locked in my embrace. Wait till I draw you near. Wait till you see that sunshine place. Ain't nothing like it here. The best is yet to come, and babe, won't it be fine? The best is yet to come, come the day you're mine. And I think I did a couple of pieces here that kind of felt like went with the theme of navigating the future together. And this one's just in time. Just in time, I found you just in time. Your love came when my time was running low. I was lost, my losing dice were tossed, my bridges all were crossed, nowhere to go. Now you're here, and now I know just where I'm going. No more doubt or fear, I've found my way. For love came just in time, you found me just in time, and you changed my lonely life that lovely day. I was lost, my losing dice were tossed, my bridges all were crossed, nowhere to go. Now you're here, and now I know just where I'm going. No more doubt or fear, I've found my way. For love came just in time, you found me just in time, and you changed my lonely life that lovely day.
So cool. I love that little jazzy offbeat thing that you do vocally, because a lot of jazz people do that. So much fun to listen to. Oh, not easy to do. Not easy necessarily to do either.
Not easy to do. A lot have asked me, you know, who influenced me the most. And I always have difficulty with questions like that, because I've listened to Ella, I've listened to Frank, I listened to Nat King Cole, all of them. And they all, you know, I took little pieces of everything that I loved along the way. So. Mm-hmm. I don't know who the one would be, but much fun.
All of them is a good answer.
There we go.
Yeah, yeah.
I like that. I don't have to choose.
No, you don't.
And this next is a request that I often get, and I'm sort of diverging from the theme at this point because of just having fun with some of the regulars. This is You Can't Take That Away From Me. romance won't end on a sorrowful note. Though by tomorrow you're gone, the song has ended, but as the songwriter wrote, the melody lingers on. They may take you from me, I'll miss your fond caress, but though they take you from me, I'll still possess the way you wear your hat, the way you sip your tea, the memory of all that. No, no, they can't take that away from me, the way your smile just beams, the way you sing off key, the way you haunt my dreams. No, no, they can't take that away from me. We may never ever meet again on that bumpy road to love. Still, I'll always, always keep that memory of the way you hold your knife, the way we danced till three, the way you changed my life. No, 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 they can't take that away from me. No, they can't take that away from me. We may never ever meet again on that bumpy road to love. Still, always, always keep that memory of the way you hold your knife, the way we danced till three, the way you changed my life. No, 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 they can't take that away from me. No, they can't take that away. Can't take that away, baby. Can't take that away from me.
Very nice.
Thank you.
And Linda, you are unmuted, just in case you didn't know.
Oh, well, I can have that little audience noise. You know,
you can't have people in the front row cough. So, I mean, because they can't, we can't hear them. So it's nice to bring people up close to cough so that we can.
Right.
Good stuff. Fun stuff.
Thank you. Is there time for a little more?
There's time for a little more. We probably have another 5 minutes or so.
Okay, so, well, let's go on a little flying trip to the moon.
All right.
Fly me to the moon and let me play among the stars. Let me see what spring is like on Jupiter and Mars. In other words, hold my hand. In other words, darling, kiss me. Fill my heart with song and let me sing forevermore. You are all I long for, all I worship and adore. In other words, please be true. love you. To the moon and let me play among the stars. Let me see what spring is like on Jupiter and Mars. In other words, hold my hand. In other words, darling, kiss me. Fill my heart with song and let me sing forevermore. Yes, you are all I long for, all I worship and adore. In other words, please be true. In other words, in other words, love you.
Man, you can't get much better than those lyrics.
And so, you can't get a better fare either.
No. That's true. That's true. That's wonderful, right? Stuff. We're probably about the time where we'll say goodbye to you for just a little while, but don't go far. Because we're going to bring you back a couple more times.
Sounds wonderful. Thank you.
Good stuff. So think of some good stuff as well.
I will.
Think of, do something in the next set of a few by Michael Feinstein. I have a Michael Feinstein story for you.
Oh, wonderful. Okay.
Yeah. This is really cool, really exciting. Anyway, we'll talk more about it in the next set. Thank you, Jason.
Thank you.
Now, next, Lisa Thomas is going to talk to us about money. And for those of you who are think that you know what she's going to talk about, you're wrong. She's not. She is going to talk to us about money, and I think probably before she hands it back to me, we'll ask her to do a door prize, so that gets her set up to do both. Lisa, are you ready?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay.
Give me one quick second here, because all of my paperwork just flew everywhere. So good evening, everyone. Happy Saturday night. So just quickly, like Larry just mentioned, surprisingly, I'm not here to go over what we normally do. But if the past 2 years have taught us anything, it's that life can be unconventional. And throw us for a curve when we least expect it. And CCB has been no exception to that unconventionalism, if that's even a word, this past year or so. So we've had to make changes to how we normally conduct business and adapt for now and kind of just play by a different set of rules, which aren't bad. It's just different for now. And I can say that the light at the end of the tunnel is getting brighter and brighter as the weeks go by. Nicole and I have received numerous calls and emails. I think today alone, I've received about 5 calls on how you as an individual you as a chapter, you as an affiliate can help CCB with operating expenses. And I will say that the generosity that the last week or so has been hands down amazing. It's always amazing when we get help from you guys. I can't say enough how much it really helps us and goes a long way. So with that said, we're kind of breaking tradition just a little bit this year. And to ensure that we're adhering to our kind of new set of guidelines, I think most presidents and treasurers have my contact information. I know you at least have the office's contact information to reach Nicole. So if you would like to help CCB with expenses moving forward, please reach out to either myself or the office. My contact information can also be found on the CCB website. And so reach out to us and we'll go from there. We just, again, want to make sure that we're complying. So it is a little bit of a case-by-case basis. But for those of you that have already made contact with either myself or with Nicole, I know Nicole has forwarded me information for a few chapters already. So for those of you that have already made contact, I will be reaching out to you in the next week or so. But if you haven't already made contact and you would like to, again, just contact myself or Nicole. If you would like to speak with me directly, again, my information is on the CCB website, or just call the office and Nicole will give you either my email or my phone number. So thank you, Larry. That's all that I have to say on that matter. But now let's get some fun and get some money out here. So we have a $25 gift card that was given by the Glendale Burbank chapter. I'm getting tongue-tied. Glendale Burbank chapter. Here we go. And the winner is Donna Sanchez. Congratulations,
Yay,
Donna.
Yay, Donna. Good for you.
Woohoo! I know her.
Do you? You know everybody, though.
No, I don't know everybody, but you know, I get excited. I'm like, woohoo.
Good. Good for you. Thank you. Good, 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 Don. That's great to know. You know, I think we're probably going to do a couple more at the end, and I'll ask you probably one more time, Lisa, but I don't know when yet. But so just stay tuned.
Sure.
And we'll do a few more of these before we're done. We're going to give out awards now, and Linda is in charge of our publications committee, and they've come up with some awards for some very deserving people. And while I wander over to get ready to play a couple of things that need to be played, let me introduce Linda Burrell.
Oh, good. I'm unmuted.
Yes, you are.
I was happy to contribute a smidgen of verisimilitude early. Sorry about that. But anyway, Jason is truly superb, just wonderful. Anyway, so let's see, publications committee. For many, many years, they've been giving out awards based on a couple of criteria. We tried to find the best quote unquote lifestyle award and the best sort of advocacy, sort of, you know, more politically oriented award. And a couple of years ago, we decided to shake that up a bit. And now we're giving out awards for excellence in writing and an award for a new writer. And this year we'll be giving out a third award for distinguished service. So, first, we'll have Larry play the Excellence in Writing Award, and I believe the recipient is with us this evening. So can we hear
California that? Council of the Blind 2021 Publications Award. Excellence in Writing Award presented to Laura Lee Kastner, Learning to Live Alone, the Blind Californian Summer 2021 issue, presented this 14th day of May 2022 at CCB Virtual Conference and Convention.
While Laurie's coming on, I want to say that we were all on the committee, we were all deeply moved by the courage and vulnerability that Laurie showed in writing this beautiful article.
Hello.
There you go.
Hello, there you are.
Hi.
Is this Laura?
No, this is Jessica. I think you have the wrong person.
I thought I recognized that voice, and I thought, how are you doing that good Laura imitation? You're not.
No.
But thanks, Jessica. I'm glad you're here.
No, of course. Yeah, just wanted to make sure. Thank you for saying hi.
for accidentally unmuting you. Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Now she's got her hand raised, so we're going to see if this will help. Laura Lee, can you talk to us? Okay, let's see. I'm sending you the ask to unmute. Can you unmute for us?
Desi, you want a reminder of how to unmute?
Excuse me. Of course, you can unmute by using Alt-A on your PC.
Here it goes.
There.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello.
I'm sorry, Laura Lee, that we're all out of time. Thanks so much for being with us.
Wow, Larry, we could take a minute from you.
Yes, you can.
Yeah, all right. I really want to thank the Publications Committee for this honor and for acknowledging my article. When Linda called me to tell me, I have to say, I began to cry because this was a very difficult article in a way to write. And it was one I wrote about a transition in my life where my husband had to leave home to be in a memory care facility. And I think the importance of the article was not only did it help me to express how things had changed, but I think it will be of help to many people who have lost people in their lives, whether they're friends, spouses, partners they live with. At least that's my hope. And I also think that during the time of COVID, even if people are living in a home with somebody, they, at least for the last almost 2 years, were much more alone. And they say that loneliness is one of the major causes of illness, and also that it's almost of epidemic proportions. So I think that I could almost retitle my article, Learning to Live Alone and Not Be Lonely. But I thank the committee so much, and I appreciate the honor. Thank you. My friend's clapping, so you get some applause.
There you go. Thank you.
Yeah, wonderful. Thank you, Laura Lee. So glad you could be here, and so wonderful that you wrote and shared that. I'm sure it'll be helpful to many of us. And you are 100% right about loneliness. In fact, our nation's Surgeon General thinks it is even a stronger pandemic than COVID in this country. Anyway, moving on to our next recipient. I'm a little worried. I've been getting phone calls during this, and I'm concerned that it might have been related to this task, but I'm not able to take phone calls when I'm on. So if somebody was trying to reach me, I apologize. Anyway, our next award is for a new writer, and this award goes to Cache Wells, who wrote this incredibly hip article called No Cane Do, in which she was lectured by her cane for her inability to take it with her, you know, to kind of leave it behind, and it wanted to go along wherever she was going. And Cache, it turns out, recently, or maybe just recently, a year ago now, was elected to the ACB Board of Publications, and she is a member at large of CCB as well. Lives in Florida, but she hangs out with us with IBC whenever possible. And this was a fun article to read, reminding all of us on whatever resistance we might have had along the way about using cane. So congratulations, Cache. If you are here, we'd love to hear from you. But
I don't believe she's here.
Okay. All right. So our final award, the Distinguished Service Award, we don't give this out every year, but this person has been doing heroic work for us for several years now, doing formatting and proofreading and, you know, large print formatting for the BC. And her name is Deb Runyon, and she's a member of Silicon Valley chapter. And she is a very important member of our production team, and we wanted to honor her for her contribution on a regular basis. And I did speak to her on Thursday and knew that she wouldn't be attending, but we just wanted her to know how much the publications committee and everyone else appreciates her efforts. And that concludes the publications award.
Well, congratulations to all the winners. And whether you're here or not, we think that what you've done is admirable and terrific for CCB. And we thank you for what you've done. And we thank you for just writing and letting us all enjoy what you've written. Thank you all very, very, very much. Now, this is one of our little surprises. As you might guess, when the convention committee gets together at first, quite a few months ago now, there's always talk about what should we do next? And I'm amazed, too, because as good as last year's convention was, we didn't come in with the expectation that we were going to beat it this year. We just wanted it to be just as good. And I'm amazed at what has happened this year. And we all thought it would be great, but based on all the reactions from people, we underestimate it because people are really enjoying this. And that's what it's all about. But okay. we get Alexa, be quiet. We all get reactions from people when ideas are thrown at us. And one of the ideas was, hey, this is really cool. I just got a video. This is Sarah, by the way. I'm not doing her voice. I'm not imitating it. I'm not that good. But she said, I think we need to listen to this. And we did. And Jordan has been with us throughout the whole convention, asked questions, etc. And he has a video that was sent to Sarah not long ago. And it's Jordan playing the bongos. And we said, we need to find room somewhere for this. And we thought we would also, because we're all about music, aren't we? We've got Jason here as well. And all kinds of performing, and a lot of us sing. And so what we decided to do was play this little clip. It's about a minute's worth. It's Jordan playing the bongos. So have a listen. Thank you. Well done.
From the High Desert chapter. Woohoo!
Very nice. Excellent work. And by the way, that was the audio. We do have the video as well in case you'd like to see it. So well done. Well done. Lots of fun. We're getting close. They're on deck. They're next after this next presentation. So Gabe and Kathy, get ready. It's funny. We're not going to do this up until today when so many people said we really enjoyed what the presidents did with regard to the California roll call. And so we said, okay, by popular demand, we'll play this again. Rob did all the editing. It's the presidents talking about various things happening from within their chapters. And so we decided, let's play this again by popular demand. And it's, again, the California presidents as we did our roll call for CCB.
This is Regina Brink, and we are the ACB Capital Chapter of Sacramento, the Camellia Capital of the World, the City of Trees, and the home of the original Pony Express. We are strong advocates at the state and local level in areas such as transit, web access, and vision loss services. We promote independence and empowerment. We also pursue innovative chapter projects and have fun doing it. Come join us.
The Active Blind Inland Valleys chapter was formed in 1994. We are, as our name says, active in life and in service. We are famous for our Saturday hangout calls that started at the beginning of the pandemic. We hold our meetings virtually on the third Saturday of the month via Zoom. You can contact me at blind.lcsw@gmail.com. And this is Christy Crespin, president.
Hello, I'm Patty Nash, president of Bayview Chapter. We kind of call ourselves the Sharing Caring Chapter. We keep in touch and disseminate information to our members each week in a phone conversation, so that we can improve the quality of the lives of our members and hopefully of all blind people in the state. I was reminded of the many illustrious leaders that we've had in our chapter. We had Bob Campbell, we had George Fogarty, Kathy Skivers, John DeFrancesco, and they were all people whose shoes would really be hard to fill. But we looked up to them, and we really appreciate all the contributions that they've made to our lives and to the chapter too.
Hello, everyone. This is Roxanne Stallings. I represent the Contra Costa chapter. Our chapter has a new focus this year. We're trying to help each other develop our technical electronic skills. So we're training each other and also looking for speakers who would like to give us trainings.
Hi, my name is Matthew Sittlinger. I'm the secretary of the Fresno, California Council of the Blind chapter. Our meetings meet on the second Saturday of every month via Zoom from 10 a.m. till 12 p.m. And we will also be going out into the community once a month doing activities such as going to the movies and having ice cream and socializing. If you would like to be involved, please email ccbfresno@gmail.com.
Hi, I'm Anthony Signorello, the president of the Glendale Burbank Area Chapter of the California Council of the Blind. On even numbered months, we hold a conference call for a book club on the last Thursday of that month. We hold an iPhone lab in conjunction with the Greater LA Chapter. In order to get further information, call 818-646-7664.
Hi, everybody. This is Chris Vindrick, Greater Bakersfield Council of the Blind President from the Southern San Joaquin Valley. We represent about 20 different members of the local area here and work on different advocacy issues with our citizens of Bakersfield. Bakersfield is known for agriculture and oil and known for country western sound of the Bakersfield sound, and have people like Buck Owens, Merle Haggard, and Dwight Yoakam is actually a special guest here.
Hi, this is Steve Bauer, president of the Greater Los Angeles Chapter, with members throughout L.A. County and beyond. We continue to conduct most of our activities on Zoom, along with a few in-person social events. We hold our chapter meetings on the third Saturday of each month at noon, with great guest speakers, member profiles, discussion of advocacy concerns, and our outstanding monthly legislative report. You can also join our iPhone Lab on the fourth Saturday of every other month at 1 p.m., held in conjunction with Glendale Burbank, and our popular audio-described movie nights via Zoom. We publicize all our activities on the CCBL listserv. For more info or our Zoom link, email ccbgreaterla@gmail.com.
California Council of the Blind, High Desert Chapter. Our president is Jorini Dobbins, 760-245-7137. We meet in Victorville, California, at present on the phone, and we are a chapter of great love and are honored to be here at the convention of the California Council of the Blind.
Inland Empire Chapter. My name is Christine Bailey. We meet the second Saturday of every month. You can check the California Council of the Blind website for any information. We have our White King Bowl-a-thon in October. We raise money for our college student scholarships and any other future projects we may plan. And we also socialize. We go to the movies, watching video descriptive movies, and out to lunch, and we hope to see you and have you join us. We'd be looking forward to have new friendships being developed. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Larry Gassman, president of the Orange County Chapter for CCB. We're currently doing virtual meetings in Southern California, but we're working on hybrid meetings. We love being together and getting together, and that hasn't happened very often over the last couple of years or so. The chapter is about 20 members currently, but we're looking for more. So if you'd like to come by and just visit, let me know. You can find me on the CCB website. Thanks so much, and we hope to have you with us at a meeting real soon.
This is Deborah Gossett, San Bernardino Chapter. We do a lot of community work. Our pet project is Ronald McDonald House. We support the children there with turning in tabs. We've also put in audible crossings, and we also put in bus stops.
Greetings to all of CCB from the San Francisco chapter. This is Vita Zavoli. We are a busy and active chapter working on grants for school-age children, accessible transportation, and other advocacy efforts, a financial relief fund, programs, outreach, and more. As part of navigating the future together this year, we are planning outings to encourage being outdoors and reconnecting in person. We believe in the power of teamwork and inclusion and eating lots of food, especially trying foods from different cultures. Join us.
Hello, this is Pam Polke. I'm currently serving as the president of the San Gabriel Valley chapter, and some of our meetings have consisted of having speakers such as one of our own members who has traveled to several countries such as India, Dubai, Tahiti, Israel, and she was just recently giving us talks about these countries and in the COVID perspective as well as a blindness perspective. We've had a person from the Dale McIntosh Center, which is a center for the aging, and they can evaluate and come out to homes and bring devices that would enhance the independence of blind persons. And I hope everyone is doing well, and I'm looking forward to speaking with a lot of you during convention. Thank you so very much. God bless.
Rob Turner, President, Silicon Valley Council of the Blind, chartered in 1987. By participating in the Lion's Eyeglasses Project, we are giving back to our community. This project provides needy individuals with refurbished eyewear worldwide. Our monthly newsletter keeps our members coming back, and that makes us strong. To learn more about SVCB, please visit our website at svcb.cc.
The Braille Revival League of California, BRLC, promotes
increased acceptance and use of Braille in our blind community, and also advocates for increased availability of Braille in the communities where we live. If you care about Braille, or if you want to learn more about Braille, please join BRLC. The California Alliance on Aging and Vision Loss, CAAVL, promotes community, full inclusion, opportunity, and high-quality programs, products, and services for older, blind, and visually impaired Californians, the largest segment of our state's blind community. Join our cavalry and help make California the best place to be for our older blind residents.
Hello, everyone. My name is Aaron Espinoza, and I currently serve as the president for the California Council of Blind Students. I just want to tell you guys, if you guys can join us in the future at our monthly membership meetings that we have, it'll be great. We have them every first Sunday of the month at 7 p.m. We plan a lot of fun activities throughout the year, as well as work on a lot of exciting initiatives. So once again, I hope you can join us and have fun.
Hello, I am Dr. Kathy Schmidt-Whitaker, interim president of the California Council of Citizens with Low Vision, CCCLV. We provide advocacy, outreach, education, and support our members. Currently, we are focused on re-energizing CCCLV by updating our governing documents and officer positions. We seek you to join us in empowering ourselves through meaningful programs and services.
The California Diabetics in Action has been a long time coming and was the dream of people like Ken Metz. As of April 14th, we were accepted as an affiliate of CCB, and we have 15 chapter members. You can contact me, Christy Crespin, president, at blind.lcsw@gmail.com.
Hi, my name is Pamela Metz, and I'm president of CALUA Library Users of California. We are an advocacy organization that strives to promote the right of blind and visually impaired adults in the state of California to access to all types of books and libraries. We also love to read. Did I say we love to read? We read all types of books. We have a book club. We have someone who actually puts up a list of books from BARD for everybody to read and see if there's anything interesting they might like to read.
Hello, CCB. This is Susan Glass, president of Golden State Guide Dog Handlers, Inc., or GSGDHI. I'm excited to tell you that this summer, our peer-to-peer committee will sponsor two useful Zoom programs, the first on reducing our own anxieties when traveling with our dogs, and the second on helping our dogs when they seem anxious. Incidentally, you don't need to have a guide dog in order to become a member of our affiliate. To learn more about us, please call our Google message line and tell us how to get in touch with you, and we certainly will do so quickly. The number to call is 415-340-0607. Thank you.
It's Regina Brink. Inclusive Diversity of California, IDC, celebrates unity and honors diversity. We promote cultural awareness and advocate for social justice in a safe, mutually respectful atmosphere. We welcome allies and people committed to inclusion and equity within the California Council of the Blind and the entire state. Join us on this journey.
Hi, I'm Paul Patchy II. I'm president of the Randolph Shepherd Vendors of California. We are the California affiliate of the Randolph Shepherd Vendors of America. We are made up of the blind vendors here in California. And we advocate for basically the blind vendors and also try to work to better the business enterprises program here in California.
And that is our president's roll call from CCB. We have more chapters that were not able to be involved, but those that were, you just heard. And we hope you enjoyed the replay. One of the highlights of our convention and highlights of our banquet every year are the CCB Awards. That's a group of awards that in many cases, in some years aren't given, in some years they are. And this year we have several awards to give, and to actually go through that particular process, which we're all going to enjoy. Here's the president of CCB, Gabe Griffith, and the interim president of CCLVI, Catherine Schmidt-Whitaker.
Thank you, Larry. So I will, this year we have five awards to give. The first one is our Legislator of the Year Award. And this is one that we don't give every year, but it is given to a legislator who has really done a lot for our community. And this year, we're honored to have the awardee with us, which I don't know, it's been several years, at least in my memory that I can recall, that we have actually had the awardee be able to attend our banquet to receive the award. So Assemblyman Dr. Joaquin Arambula, thank you so much for your service. You've carried a couple of our bills. I believe you have, I believe it's AB 18, or I'm sorry, 1999. And if I'm not mistaken, you also have 2480. And so we have a plaque that we are going to be presenting to you. We don't have it here tonight, but we do have the wording that I would like to ask Kathy Schmidt-Whitaker to read the wording, and then we'd like to have you say a few words to us.
Good evening. 2022 CCB Legislator of the Year Award presented to Assembly Member Dr. Joaquin Arbelama in recognition of authoring and sponsoring legislation which enhances the lives of the blind and low vision community. Congratulations.
Thank you so much, Gabe and Kathy, and what a pleasure it's been to be in this space with you. I've enjoyed listening to the music from Jason, as well as to hear from the other honorees tonight, as well as to listen to the president's roll call. I believe it was important for me to be present and in this space, and I am so excited to join you today. I am humbled to be selected as an honoree for this year's Legislative of the Year, and I am driven to continue fighting for individuals who are experiencing vision loss. For those of you that don't know, I spent 10 years working as an emergency room doctor prior to entering into the legislature. And there in the ER, on the front lines of healthcare, I was oftentimes there and present as those who were having sudden vision loss or chronic vision loss would come to see me. And I oftentimes came to recognize that I didn't have the tools within the four walls of the emergency department, but needed to change the very systems that our communities rely upon so that we could receive better services. That is one of the reasons why I've ran, and I'm so glad that I've had the opportunity to collaborate with the California Council on the Blind in advancing legislation this year that quite honestly have been issues that have been facing our state for quite some time. AB 1999 seeks to target Medi-Cal resources to those who are experiencing vision loss with what we know must be a stressful time. Earlier, we heard from an honoree about how we have to live to be alone, but not lonely. The social isolation, the depression, the mental health issues that our communities are facing when they are having sudden vision loss means that we must figure out how to provide targeted resources to those who need them. I'm excited that AB 1999 allows us to do that. I'm grateful for the partnership we've been able to work on. I will uplift as well AB 2480, which will help to provide individuals who are experiencing vision loss, particularly those who are under the age of 55, with transitional services. Services that will help to make sure that we are keeping people in their homes and allowing them to really relearn their daily routines and how to move around without the use of sight. Currently, we have programs which exist to enable those with vision loss to live independently. However, it's estimated that funds for these programs now only meet 3% of the services which are needed. For too long, our state has overlooked the needs of people with vision loss, and I'm excited that we are taking the first steps, and I look forward to our partnership and collaboration. I am grateful for this honor and, again, just appreciate being in this space. Thank you again.
You're so welcome, and it is our honor to be able to work with you, and so glad you're able to be here tonight and that you were able to participate in our virtual banquet, and it was quite a treat to, I didn't even know that we were going to be replaying the president's roll call, so I'm really glad that you were able to be here and to hear the what our chapters are doing. And look forward to working and collaborating in the future. Next up is our humanitarian award. And this one goes to a gentleman that has long worked on behalf of people who are blind or low vision as the director of Enchanted Hills, Tony Fletcher. And Tony, I believe you are in the audience today. So if you could raise your hand and we'll have Desi get you permission to unmute while Kathy is reading the plaque.
2022 CCB Humanitarian Award presented to Tony Fletcher, Enchanted Hills Camp Director. In recognition of his more than 20 years of service, commitment, and dedication to people who are blind or have low vision. Congratulations.
Tony, not sure how you're...
Can you hear me now, Dave?
Yeah, yes. We got you there.
All right. Well, first off, thank you, California Council of the Blind, for this recognition. It's very humbling. Margie will share funny stories about notifying me as I'm on a motorcycle trip up to Shasta Lake that I got the call somewhere outside of Sacramento, said, Tony, can you be on this Zoom meeting tonight? I'm honored, absolutely honored. So many friends, I've heard their names during the roll call in recognition. Just want everyone to know that my service at Enchanted Hills Camp has absolutely been a privilege this whole time. I was very fortunate to be hired by the founder back in 1989 to work with blind, low vision youth on Saturdays, and my career just parlayed from there. Attended San Francisco State to get my master's in orientation mobility. But anyone who really knows me knows that I only did that so I could stay in recreation. Camp was founded in 1950 with the purpose of making sure that youth could develop healthy habits, gain their independence, but most of all, play, just have a good time. And that's what we've been doing all this time since. We've been punched on the chin these last few years, pandemic most recently, and of course we went through the fire in 2017. Proud to say that we are back to full services this summer. And once again, we will carry forward the mission. The goal of this program is to provide services for not only youth anymore, but also for families, for adults with developmental disabilities, deafblind, music, STEM, the whole kit and caboodle. So thank you all of you for this honor. I'm flabbergasted. I was not expecting this. Peace to all of you. Thank you.
Thank you, Tony, and enjoy and be safe on the rest of your motorcycle ride. This next one, I apologize. I was not able to reach him to let him know that he'd be getting awards. So they may be listening on the Amazon device. But Judy, if we could have Steve jump on here. If Steve Mendelson is not on, the next one goes to Steve Mendelson for the CCB Merit Award. And Steve has just worked so long and so hard on behalf of people who are blind or low vision, written several books, pamphlets. He is a very sharp legal mind and always there to help help folks with legal issues if they have any legal questions. So Kathy, can you go ahead and read the plaque for Steve?
2022 CCB Merit Award presented to Steve Mendelson in recognition of his dedication, commitment, and legal expertise provided to CCB and its members. Congratulations, Steve.
All right. And like I said, Judy, if maybe you can grab and jump on here real quick if you're there, and then we can hear from Steve. Because we do have a couple of more awards. So if you're able to get on, then we'd love to hear from Steve before we're done with these for tonight. The next one, I know she's on here. Our convention committee chair extraordinaire keeps all of us organized, keeps us in our place, but she does a whole lot more than that. She is all over Fresno city and county and works tirelessly. So our CCB Community Service Award goes to Sarah Harris.
2022 CCB Community Service Award presented to Sarah Harris, in recognition of her passion, craziness for community service in the Central Valley, and her advocacy for accessible voting. Congratulations, Sarah.
Holy moly. Okay, so you don't just have a crazy blind lady, you have a crying blind lady. Oh my God.
Yay!
And I purposely did not say anything to you because I wanted it to be a surprise.
Oh.
And I knew you would be here.
Oh my gosh. No, thank you. Thank you guys. No, this is really special. It's been one heck of a year, but really this is for all of us, because you know, every single one of you in some way, shape or form has really touched my life and, you know, has really provided me with motivation and with strength along the way. So let's all celebrate it to crazy blind people all around the world. Thank you.
Congratulations, Sarah. And thank you for everything you do.
Would that be Steve?
Is it ending in 844?
Yes, I think it is.
That would be Steve.
Okay, you should be able. It's doing that thing again. Let's see here.
We ordered up the Zoom Gremlins just to be here on Saturday night special.
I know,
but they only happen to people who lived in California but now live in Arizona.
I see
right,
that.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Uh-huh. Well, now Steve should be able to talk to us. So.
Steve, are you there?
I've given him an ask to unmute.
You may need to hit a *6 there, Steve, and unmute your phone.
Okay.
I'm
so grateful. I'm so glad that I could be of any small service to CCB and its members. An amazing source of gratitude to me, and it's an amazing source of joy. I can't thank you enough. My shock prevents me from being even close to being articulate, but all I can say is thank you very much. I'm so glad that I've been able to be of service.
Well, you've been much more than a small service to us, and we thank you.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Okay. Well, and glad you were able to get on here. And the next one up that we have is our Chapter of the Year Award. And we've already heard a little bit of a teaser the other evening and invite everybody to come back Tuesday night to hear the full playing of The Country of the Blind. And in case you didn't guess it, it's going to the ACB Capital Chapter of CCB for their work on Country of the Blind and their collaborative efforts really with getting community involvement and beyond just their chapter. Kathy, will you read the award?
2022 CCB Chapter of the Year Award, presented to the members of the ACB Capital Chapter of CCB in recognition of the chapter's collaboration and fellowship with members, outside experts, and people with other disabilities to produce a recording of Country of the Blind. Congratulations.
Do we have a Regina Marie in the audience there? Yeah, I don't see a Regina here.
I don't
here,
think she's so here.
Maybe
Sorry.
If she maybe if she jumps on, we can have her maybe if she jumps on a little bit, we can have her get on here and bring her up. But otherwise, that concludes our award. So thank you everybody for all of the submissions and all the work that everybody does for CCB, our members, and just the community. Getting it truly is a village. It really does take a lot to do all the work. We have our board of directors, but the work is really done by our committees, our chapters, and our affiliates. And that's all of you guys. So these awards, we definitely like to recognize the people that really lead that and stand out. So again, thank you to everybody. I want to thank Margie Donovan and Kathy Schmidt-Whitaker for serving on this committee with me this year. And especially thank you, Kathy, for your willingness to read these. You did a much better job than I would have. So thank you for that.
Regina Brink has her hand raised.
There's Regina.
I was just going to say, Regina texted me. She's here.
Okay, I was looking. I put it in the wrong way. Sorry. Okay, Regina, you should be able to talk to us.
Good evening. And thank you, Gabe. Thank you, Sarah, too. And thank you, Desi. I just want to say on behalf of our chapter, we are very, very honored. And this has definitely been a teamwork. And we have an amazing group of members in our chapter. And so I'm so glad to accept it. But on their behalf, it's an honor. Thank you.
All right. Well, thank you, Regina and chapter. And I definitely look forward to hearing the full playing of that on Tuesday evening. All right, Larry, I now turn it back over to you for the rest of the evening.
Thank you, Gabe.
We'll go back on mute and shut back up.
Okay. Both of those things.
Don't sound so happy about it.
Not necessarily in that order.
You don't have to sound so happy about it.
Oh, sorry. Thanks, Gabe. Is that better?
No.
Okay.
Not authentic.
It's true. It was not believable. It wasn't natural. I'll do my best. Anyway, thanks, Gabe. Thanks, Kathy. Thanks, Margie. Well done. I think what we're going to do, let's see how this works. And we'll do it maybe for 10 minutes or so, because we've got some time. It is currently 12 minutes after the hour. So about 10, 15 minutes, we'll see how it goes. And then we'll bring Jason back to close it out. And this was purely discretionary. Sarah and I talked about it. And so we'll see how it goes. If we don't get any hands, then we'll move on. But we wanted to do something to, number one, keep Desi busy. And number two, we wanted to get you guys involved a little bit. So some of you who have been around a while, this will be much easier. For those of you who have never been to a convention, this could be rather tough. But we're interested in finding out about your most favorite. Let's open it up. Let's open it up, not just a CCB, but your most favorite CCB or ACB banquet moment, whether it be funny or serious or just something that you'll always remember as something that sticks out. So we'll see if we get some raised hands. And if we don't, we'll move on. But we thought this would be kind of fun because you never know how this is going to work. So, and I can't help you because I have not been to an ACB convention and I won't until this year in Omaha. I was at one CCB convention and I had a great time because it was old home week for me and I met people I hadn't seen in years. And that was a great moment. So I guess that does actually fit for me. It was great to see people I hadn't seen in 30 years.
And, well, and Larry, this, oh, sorry.
No, go ahead.
I was going to say, Larry, this is Sarah. And I just have to say that one of my favorite banquet memories was, and it's not just because it was in Fresno, it was the fact that we got a picture of Ron Presley with Elvis Presley. That was.
Oh, like, how cool. Yes, really?
Yes. Yes.
Now, how did that come about?
Well, we had Elvis Presley come and sing for us. You know, we brought him back. We did a seance and sang here in Fresno. And then we got Ron to take a picture with him. It was great.
This was an Elvis Presley recreation?
Yeah.
Wow, how cool.
Lisa found him, huh, Lisa?
Yeah. I posted a picture on Facebook of the picture. And I said, okay, which one is really my dad?
did you get any answers?
Yeah, because, you know, growing up with the name Lisa Presley, everybody thought that, you know, I was named after Elvis's daughter, Lisa mm-hmm. Presley. Mm-hmm. So I always got that, you know, oh, is Elvis still alive? Is Elvis your dad? Do you really have blue suede shoes?
Funny story. Very cool. Any hands at all, Desi?
Yeah, we have about five of them. Okay. So, ending in 155, and you should be able to talk.
It's me again, Roger.
Oh, hi, Roger.
There you are.
I have a couple that, by the way, with all due respect to Sarah and others, these are the real thing. One of them, well, and I don't remember which year anything was, but these are things that happened at ACB. One year we had Ed Walker, who was used to be one of the Joy Boys on WRC in the olden days, and who was a blind professional radio disc jockey. And we had him, we awarded him an award for his outstanding service to the world and so forth as a blind person, not only the Joy Boys, but then he went to work at WAMU and did the big broadcast, the old radio broadcast for years. In fact,
decades.
I think he died, you know, a few hours after he was on the air the last
yes,
time.
Yes, that's true. That's true.
And we managed to do a double coup, sort of. We got Willard Scott to come and give him the award. And so we had both the Joy Boys there. And they're both gone now.
Yeah.
So that was one that was my favorite.
I have that clip. We should share that. I have that clip.
Cool.
Yeah, I do.
And another one that I thought was really good as a real thing was... when we had the real Doc Watson. I don't know. I suppose there are people in the world who don't know who Doc Watson was. But he was what do you call that kind of old-timer, old-time country performer?
Who was a blind. Flat picker.
Yeah, he was.
He played banjo and guitar and sang. Mm-hmm. And his son Merle was also good, and he we gave him an award. I believe he was talked into coming to see us by Derwood McDaniel, and I think that Bud Keith had a hand in getting Ed Walker to come. They were schoolmates at the Maryland School for the Blind. So those were some that I really liked, and you know, we really got some performance out of the deal, as well as just the presentation. It was really, and I actually sat at the table with Willa Scott and Ed Walker, as I recall. So those were a couple of great ones for me.
That's a great story, Roger. From our old radio perspective, John and I got a chance to know Ed for probably a decade or two, traded radio shows with him, and I think we even had him on the show a couple times. Nice, nice man. And we'll be missed.
This is Judy. I'm just going to jump in here and take prerogative as immediate past president. Okay?
Go ahead.
I have two. I'm going to jump on the Elvis bandwagon. As many of you know, I actually met Elvis Presley when I was 13. Maybe one of the best moments of my life, but I was so nervous it was hard to appreciate. So when our Elvis impersonator was there, I mean, he came up to the head table, kneeled, and presented me with a scarf. But after the banquet, I went out and gave him a big hug, which I never could have done to the real Elvis because I was, you know, 13 and scared. So I just gave him a big kiss and a big hug. And I said, this is what I would have done if I'd been smarter to the real Elvis. But you know who nearly pushed in front of me in line? Nicole Pacheco. Nicole was ahead of me to meet Elvis, and I'll never forget that moment. There may be a picture of that somewhere as well. I'd love us to find it.
And you were her boss at the time.
Have that one, Lisa?
I think I do. I'll have to look. I think I do. I remember that. Yeah, Nicole was right there first in line.
Okay, so my other one, and this is a wonderful thing that was arranged by Paul at our 2017 conference when Steve and I were celebrating our 25th wedding anniversary. We have our 30th this year, by the way, and we went to a wonderful club on our 30th, but we had a beautiful cake prepared by the Woodland Hills Hotel, or arranged for by a nearby bakery, presented to us at the head table. And that was wonderful to share our 25th anniversary with. It was literally the 10th of April, and we shared it with the entire council while I was president. And that's one of my fondest memories. Thank you for letting me butt in.
Thank you, Judy. Really good memories.
Okay. Next, we have Colin User. One.
Aha. Is this Christine Hello? Bailey?
Yes, Larry, yep. How are you?
I'm good. Get a little closer to your phone, Colin User One.
Okay. My favorite one was Rancho Cordova when we did Dining in the Dark, and we had that lady, that master chef, blind lady that did the dinner. And I had two members that loved watching my group. That's all they watched with Master Chef and loved her. The whole series of Master Chef with her. And when I got the book, they went crazy over the book that she had. That's my favorite one.
Thank you, Christine. Good memory.
Linda.
Hi, go ahead, Linda.
Okay, well, at CCB convention banquets, we had many musical offerings over the years of varying degrees of quality. So I'm going to point out one that I particularly enjoyed and one that I groaned through, but other people seem to enjoy. So the one that didn't strike me as that exciting was the accordion orchestra. So that just reminds me of the old joke about the accordion, about you leave your accordion in the back seat of the car, you go into the restaurant, you have a meal, and you hear a broken window while you're in there, and you go outside and someone has added a second accordion to yours. So anyway, that's the thing about accordions. But the one I enjoyed was singing old songs from the 50s and 60s with Carl Augusto. He played the guitar afterwards, and we all sat around, you know, doing a sing-along. That was total fun.
I remember that one.
All right. Next, we have Charlene.
Yes, I have two. I have two. One was a speaker, which was Bob Askey with the Recordings for the Blind, who was actually my favorite narrator in reading the books. He's marvelous. I would read books just because he's the one who read the book. And then the other one was a professional performer, Lori Lewis, who did a performance at one of the conventions held in San Diego.
All right, next we have Margie Donovan. And you should be able to talk.
I am unmuted. Thank you. Thank you. You're welcome. Great banquet. The one that has always stood out in my mind and been my top favorite was the ACB first convention in San Francisco. We're at the Marriott Hotel. We had a banquet and we had Terry, I can't remember his last name. He was a news reporter and he was taken hostage in Iran. And he lived in the dark for over a year. They had him blindfolded or in very dark places. But at that same banquet, they had this, I think he was 6 or 7 years old, boy from Kentucky, playing the fiddle and singing, and man, he was so good, and the combination kind of balanced out each other. And what the thing in terms of us that stands out is I think is the only banquet I've ever been in that you could hear a pin drop on the carpet. It was so quiet. Nobody was talking when Terry was telling his story. So I love that one. Thanks.
All right. Okay. Whoops. Next, we have Christy Crespin. You should be able to talk, Christy.
Okay, wow, that's interesting that we're back to back, Margie, because that's when I was thinking of. I was so impressed with that guy that we bought his CD, the band, and I actually was, it was awesome because I got to touch a banjo. I loved it, and you're right, you could hear a pin drop. That was one of the most, I don't even know what word, impactful, I guess. And then I don't even remember when this one was, but maybe some of you guys can tell me. I don't even know if it was, I think it was a CCB. Kent Cullors was the speaker. And Ed and I had not ordered dinner, but we were sitting in basically at the entrance of the banquet room, listening to Kent Cullors, being fascinated, and there was a drawing, and we had won the $400 drawing. So that was impactful for us. We've really enjoyed the banquets, and most of them are very good. And then the CCB one that I really liked, I know it was CCB, was Jenny Owens, and I was so impressed by Jenny. Thank you.
Okay. Next we have Vita Zavoli. You should be able to talk.
Hi, everyone. I don't have the memories you have because I don't go back that far in CCB. But the one memory I have that I thought was so much fun is when Frank did CCB Jeopardy at one convention and everybody got involved. All the tables were different teams. And, you know, we had so much fun and we learned about each other. And then I think the team who won got bottles of wine, you know? So we should go back to that one. Thanks.
All right.
And Desi, I got to jump in real quick. Vita, I'm writing it down. Tell Frank to start getting his Jeopardy board ready.
Absolutely, and bring the wine.
That's amazing. Oh, my gosh.
Well, Larry, you're such a wine connoisseur. I was going to volunteer you to bring the wine.
That's why I'm not asking you to volunteer me.
Hey, next is Regina Brink. You should be able to talk.
This is actually Joe.
Ooh, you don't sound like Regina, that's for sure.
Regina, your voice got so low.
Yeah, that's because she's right here. She's
drinking wine.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, then you bring it.
We're not bringing it. We're about to drink another bottle.
Okay. Anyway,
my favorite moment was that same time that Christine Bailey was talking about, because I watched Master Chef from the beginning to the end. I'm like, and Allison, I would love to meet her. And that day I actually did, and I was just so excited. And we bought the book for my mother-in-law, who's passed away now. And
he's being modest because he was DJing the party.
We had a good time. That was fun. I do DJ parties, and we had fun that night, and I loved having everybody listen to the music we played and stuff too. So that was pretty cool.
All right. Let me see here. We have Robert Acosta next, and you should be able to talk, Bob.
Okay, I thought you lost me. I'll be quick.
No, there you are.
Yeah, very interesting.
Leslie, I need you to turn that down.
1957, I joined the council. I coordinated as president 30 conventions. We had them twice a year, which I wish we'd do it again, but it's pretty hard now, and had a terrific time. I'm going to only cite a couple. One, 1987, the ACB convention was held in Southern California. Okay. And we were at the, I don't even remember, but we had at the banquet, the Letterman in concert. We had some bucks then. We got them. I was a teacher, and a student of mine says, my mom is secretary for the Letterman. I that was it. I grabbed them, hugged them, and we got them. Woody Herman was to come and play, but he died, and Les Brown came in and played. And Californians are great banquet goers. The banquet was 900 people strong. 400 Californians were in the delegation. And the ACB couldn't believe it. The 80s was the decade of California. We were the big lemon on the cake. We were the guys that Durward, McDaniel, and others wanted, and they got us, and we were not sorry at all. So that was one. Secondly, real quick, Larry will like this one. Dr. Otis Stevens had just been elected president of the ACB. Great man. Great, great man. And he came to the banquet with his wife, and we had old-time radio, Frank Brzee of old-time radio, and our guest was Laureen Tuttle. You know, Effie and Sam Spade, you young, older people will remember her. She was tremendous. She stole the show for 45 minutes. We could have gone 3 hours, but that's another story.
I think Ron Staley actually helped get all Frank and Laureen.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Yep. Ron Staley.
And yes, he did. He asked my permission. I said, bring her on. That's great. And she dies 6 months later. So those are the two that I remember. And I want to say again about 87, we won the bid. In those days, you bid for conventions. And in 85, California swept the country. They said, we want to go to Los Angeles. And we were at an airport property. That's right. And it was the year, the decade of the 80s was the California Council of the Blind. Thank you.
All right. Next, we have Olivia Ostergaard.
There you go.
All right. Sorry about that. I jumped right there. Okay. Olivia, you should be able to talk.
There we go. Great.
Well, Christy, you stole my thunder again. Jenny Owens, yes, I remember her, and she was just wonderful. And also with the Master Chef, I too, my hubby and I both just watched Christine Haw every step of that way that she journeyed on that show. And I have a picture on my Facebook page of with her that I was able to get. But my fondest memory, I would have to say, would be in 09 when we first had my first convention that I went to. And L. Ray Smith was the executive director at Valley Center for the Blind at that time. And the week before, we had just lost Ed Ames. And I had been friends with Ed and Tony for years with NFB and their wonderful work with you know, getting guide dog relief areas and all that kind of stuff. And it was just a bittersweet time after losing Ed. And we were able to honor him during that time. Thank you.
Okay, so we're going to let – is that Roger?
That's Roger.
Yes.
Okay, so we're going to let Roger go, and then we'll let Jeff, and then we'll stop. Okay?
Okay. I first of all, let me say that for those who don't remember Lorene Tuttle, it means that you're not listening to the big broadcast on WAMU, which used to be Ed Walker's show. It's still on, and they still have Lorene Tuttle quite often on their old radio programs. But what I really wanted to mention, I thought it was special for me, and I enjoy it. You know, when somebody asked me to put forward a good trivia question, the one I like to choose is, what do Judy Collins and Molly Ringwald have in common that makes them the best in their field?
Yep.
The answer is they have blind fathers. And we had, at one of our Sacramento conventions, we had Bob Ringwald, Molly's father, playing the piano before the banquet. And I got to sit with him at the banquet, and it was wonderful. I got to talk.
We just lost him about a year ago.
Yeah.
I was going to say there was I think we had an obit written by Molly.
Yeah. Yes.
Bob Ringwald was a good guy. And after I met him at the convention, I used to get these emails from him called Mollygrams, which I believe could be called Proud Papagrams. They told about what great things Molly was doing, and they were sent to a bunch of people, apparently. But anyway, and by the way, I asked Alexa to play Molly Ringwald, and you think of her as being a teenage movie person and so forth, but she's got a damn good voice, and you know, listen to her sometime. She's good. Thank you.
Thank you, Roger. All right, Jeff.
So mine is one in which many thought was the greatest banquet they ever attended, and a few felt it was the worst. And it has to do with the late, great Len Manning. And Ken Metz got Ken Manning for one of the banquets in which I was president. And Len told this extremely compelling story of how he lost his sight when he danced with somebody else's girlfriend and was then shot, and how he ultimately, you know, came back from the depression and all of the challenges that people who vision loss face, and went on and got his masters and really emerged to be the great sort of, you know, actor, one-man show person that he was. He did it all over the world. But Len had two versions of this story. He had the, so you might call it the watered-down version, and then he had the true-to-life version. And I did not know this as president, and he told the true-to-life version, which was filled with four-letter words and was absolutely compelling. Now, there were a few people who walked out because they didn't like the way he told the story, but there were so many others who were like, this is an incredible story, and Len told it just the way it happened, and that was an amazing, amazing moment. in during my presidency. But I have to say, I was a little bit shocked when the whole thing started. I turned to Ken and said, Ken, what's going on here? So that's my memory.
And you can't stop it, can you? You can't
get the hook.
You can't do it. I know. I've been through that. And you just got to let it go.
Yeah. And I'm glad I did. But what else could I do? Is that exactly right?
Oh, my. Thank you. Good story, Jeff. And I'm so glad we did this because I didn't know how it was going to work. Sometimes it works really well. And other times nobody raises their hand and you say, okay. And you punt and you go on to do something else. But this was fun.
And I want, you know, just to end one other quick thing.
Yeah.
I turned to my wife, too, and she said, oh, just simmer down. Whatever happens is going to happen. So Leslie, help me out a little bit.
And, you know, and Larry, I just have to say, you got to trust me. I know what I'm doing.
And it worked, and we had the time, and it was fun. So it all ended well. We have enough time, I think, probably to bring back Jason, ask him to play a few more songs, if he's still here. I'll bet you he is.
I am.
I figured the voice from the shadows would jump in here, so that's cool. And by the way, I told you I was about Michael Feinstein. I've been wanting to get him on the air for years, and I've got friends who know him, a good friend who knows him, and she said, after we get done with the pandemic, I'll write him, because I know he'd love to do it. And then I've got another friend who had him on about 2 months ago because he has a new album out about country. I forgot what it's called. It's not Feinstein Does Country, but it's a country related song. Gershwin Country, I think, is what it's called. And so we're going to write him, and all expectations are is that he loves doing stuff like this, and we'll have him on. And I can't wait because I've That's been following exciting. Him for a long time. Yeah.
Yeah.
So more later. So have you thought about what you might like to close with? Play a couple songs for us and we'll see what we get.
First, you asked about Michael Feinstein doing some pieces. And I thought of the first album, which was a gift to me when I was probably 11 or 12, was the album called Remember Michael Sings the Songs of Irving Berlin. And these were songs I hadn't heard before. And even now, I remember the melodies more than I remember the lyrics. So I'm going to do a fun thing where I'm using my computer to read the lyrics as I sing the song.
That's not fun. That's courageous.
Well, it is courageous, but it is rather fun, too, because it's amazing. There are so many pieces I know the melody to, but I don't know the lyrics always, because lyrics tend to be a little harder for me to come by, or in my mind anyway, than the melody. The melody is a cinch for me. So I'm going to try to combine these two pieces into one, and they're fun little pieces. I didn't know Irving Berlin wrote them until I saw the title of the album. And I'm combining a piece called, where's my cursor here? Let Me Sing and I'm Happy, which is so appropriate for me. And the other is, hold on, switch tabs.
I think Al Jolson sang that song for a while. Let Me Sing, I'm Happy.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, not switch tabs. That you didn't sing that one. No,
didn't switch tabs. Yeah.
Nope.
Okay. And of course, my tabs are not cooperating here. What Chance Have I with Love? That's the other one. So I'm going to try to combine these and see what happens. What care I who makes the laws of a nation? Let those who take care of its rights and wrongs. What care I who cares for the world's affairs? As long as I can sing its popular songs. Let me sing a funny song with crazy words that roll along. And if my song can start you laughing, I'm happy, so happy. Let me sing a sad refrain of broken hearts that cried in vain. And if my song can start you crying, I'm happy. Let me croon a low-down blues to get you out of your seat. If my song can reach your shoes and start you tapping your feet, I'm happy. Let me sing of Dixie's charms, of cotton fields and mammy arms. And if my song can make you homesick, I'm happy. And, of course, this is the part where my tabs don't cooperate. Ah, here we go. Love is beautiful, love is swell. Love is as sweet as a nut. Love is grander than tongue can tell. Love is remarkable, but... Look at what it did to Anthony. It made a fool out of Anthony. If love could do that to Anthony, what chance have I with love? Look at what it did to Romeo. It dealt poor Romy an awful blow. If love could do that to Romeo, what chance have I with love? Look at what it did to Samson. If a hair... Till he lost his hair, he was gone. If a haircut could weaken Samson, they could murder me with a shave. Look at what it did to Bonaparte. He lost his head when he lost his heart. If he kicked over the apple cart, what chance have I, an ordinary guy? What chance have I with love? Let me croon a low-down blues to lift you out of your seat. If my song could reach your shoes and start your tap in your feet, I'm happy. Let me sing of Dixie's charms, of Mammy's arms and lover's arms. And if my song could make you homesick, I'm happy.
Wow. Okay, fun that, stuff.
That did involve courage.
Yes, and, it did. And remembering words.
Remembering words and switching tabs while I'm trying to play and keep things going. Oh, my goodness.
Wow. But,
you had the fun of going through it with me.
Yep, I did. And I had not heard the second song. The first one I'd heard, but I had not heard the second one before.
Oh, very good.
So I love this stuff. Longtime friend of mine once said, I don't know where he got it from, but he said, when you're looking at music and you're looking at life, the good Lord never subtracts the time that you spend with music. And it's so true.
Oh, yeah.
It's so true. Really cool quote.
I love that.
Yeah, I do too. So you can have it. You can steal it. That's fine.
Okay. another piece I'm thinking, I don't know how many more pieces, I mean, I can just keep going, but one of the conversations we had in the past is how interesting the verses are that aren't as often heard as just the refrain that comes with the piece. And I was looking over some pieces, and I didn't realize Moonglow had a verse to it, and I thought it would be fun to do that on the on the program today.
Yeah.
Like a person who hasn't any country, like someone coming from Mars, I went around all alone, like a rolling stone, till I read a message in the stars. It must have been Moonglow, way up in the blue. It must have been Moonglow that led me straight to you. I still hear you saying, dear, come to me fast. And I keep on praying, Lord, please let this last. We seem to float out through the air, heavenly sounds coming from
I'd heard the chorus. I'd never heard the verse.
Me neither.
I love it when I don't know verses that I didn't even know there were verses.
Yeah.
So that was cool.
Yeah, I love that too.
Yeah.
Special stuff.
We probably got about maybe two more because I'm going to try and get people out of here by 8 our time.
All righty.
Okay.
I'm going to do an older piece called A Dreamer's Holiday because I'm thinking about how much I love to travel. And it's cost prohibitive these days, and it's just still a strange scene, but we can always use our imaginations to do it.
This is a cool song. Yeah,
yeah,
I like
it
this
is.
Song.
I love this one, too. Climb aboard a butterfly and take off on the breeze. Let your worries flutter by and do the things you please. Where the platter and dollar bills are falling off of trees on a dreamer's holiday. Every day for breakfast there's a dish of scrambled stars, and for luncheon you'll be munching rainbow candy bars. You'll be living a la mode on Jupiter and Mars on a dreamer's holiday. Make it a long vacation, time there is plenty of. You need no reservations, just bring along the one you love. yourself from happiness and sprinkle it with mirth. Close your eyes and concentrate and dream for all you're worth. You'll be thumping, thumping, and you'll get back down to earth from a dreamer's holiday. Time there is plenty of. You need no reservations, darling. Just bring around the one you love. Pipe yourself with happiness and sprinkle it with mirth. Close your eyes and concentrate and dream for all you're worth. You'll be living breakfast, but I'm with all the lyrics gone out of my head. From a dreamer's holiday. From a dreamer's holiday.
I love it. That's what happens. Oh, that's funny.
Dreaming a little bit because I forgot the lyrics.
I used to make up stuff like that when that happened. I would sing half a song and I'd forget it and I'd just make up stuff and it was funnier than the actual lyrics.
Yes,
because you got to fill with something till you remember the lyrics, and generally
that's
you do.
Right, I yep. actually won a contest doing that. People went so nuts because I just admitted right in the middle of the song, I forgot the words, and they just went nuts. It was so funny. Oh goodness,
good stuff. Well, after you've been singing for like 6 or 7 hours, you know, and then they want you to sing some more, and you turn to the guys and say, "I got one more left."
I got one
that's,
more.
I got
left.
One more left, and then that's their cue to say, "Okay, we're done." And when you sing one more, and then you go. So we got about maybe time for one more.
Great. Well, this is one that I feel is very appropriate for tonight. Hearing all the wonderful memories and hearing the awards being bestowed upon the recipients and memories being shared, I think this is a perfect one, and I hope you enjoy it. It's very clear our love is here to stay, not for a year, but ever and a day. The radio telephone and the movies that we know may be just passing fancies, and in time may go, but oh my dear, our love is here to stay. Together we're going a long, long way. In time the Rockies may crumble, Gibraltar may tumble, they're only made of clay, but our love is here to stay. Thank you. But oh my dear, our love is here to stay. Together we're going a long, long way. In time the Rockies may crumble, Gibraltar may tumble, they're only made of clay. But our love is here. Oh, it's very clear. Our love is here to stay.
Wow, what a cool way to end the banquet. Thank you. Well done. Nice.
And my pleasure.
And we loved it. Everybody loved having you. Thank you. It's been fun. And it's a chance for me to hear these good old songs.
Yeah.
I love it.
Me too. Good stuff. You couldn't tell. Thank you so much for the opportunity.
You're welcome. Thank you. Good stuff. We enjoyed it.
Thank you.
So we have enough time. I'll do a little announcement here right at the end. But Lisa, if you're ready, we talked about earlier on, talked about having you do a door prize. And if you're available and ready, we'll do that and then we'll close.
I'm ready. I'm ready.
All right.
So do we have time maybe to do a couple?
Sure, we do.
Okay. Let's do the first one, $25 Amazon gift card. Given by Silicon Valley. Let's spin the wheel. I just don't know if I want to give this winner his prize. Gabe Griffith.
Oh, thank you.
I know him.
I don't.
Me too.
You now
what
have
is,
money.
What has she won, Johnny?
Gabe, you now have money to go buy your exercise bands.
Oh,
very
good.
Cool. I'll sell you one of mine.
They'll have to go with the next order because the exercise bands are already scheduled for tomorrow's delivery.
Ah.
Let's do another one. This one is going to be given by Kahlua, $25.
There goes the wheel.
And this winner is Connie Skeen. Congratulations.
Hey.
Connie.
Oh, good. Cool.
All right, Connie.
Let's go ahead.
I know her.
Yeah.
Let's close out Saturday night with $50. That was given by CCB. Let me shuffle really good for this one. And the winner is Christine Bailey.
Yay!
Call in user one. Absolutely.
I know her.
Very nice. Thank you, Lisa.
You're welcome.
And in the time we have left, just a couple of seconds, most of you will remember before the pandemic, we used to have sort of a happy hour on Fridays, and Gabe would host it for CCB. And a lot of us would get in there long, about 5 o'clock, and we'd stay till 7:30, and we'd just talk and maybe consume a beverage of choice or maybe more than one. Had a great time. And we'd hear people making drinks. It was cool. I learned to be a bartender by listening to all that. But we stopped. Yeah, we stopped after a while. And somebody, I forgot now who, said, we need to bring that back. And John Ross volunteered to sort of host it. It's still, actually, I guess it's being done through his Zoom line initially. But tonight, it's being done through Zoom's pre-convention Zoom line. So if you have that link, great. If you don't, Sarah will be sending it out shortly. Give us about 10 minutes to turn things over. Some of us haven't been to, well, we haven't been out of this room for 2 or 3 hours, and we need to go desperately do that. So give us a few minutes, and then we are going to do a hospitality segment where we can get together and chat and make all kinds of noise, and nobody can be heard. Oh, well. But John Ross is sponsoring
that. It'll be just like getting into the hospitality room together at a
At convention, absolutely, which I'm looking forward to. So give us a few minutes. Sarah will be sending out the link. So if you haven't received it yet, don't call us. Just wait. It'll get there. Okay? And a big thank you to everybody. I was happy to be asked to do this again, and we had a great deal of fun. And I didn't know how long it was going to go, but everybody did well, and we all did well. We had a great time, and that's what this was all about. And tomorrow we have our business meeting, 9 o'clock. Oh, by the way, thank you to all of our hosts today, including Desi, who was our host today, all three sessions. And thank you for doing this. Mm-hmm. And Jeff Bishop did two of the segments, and Joe Green, I believe, was the other. Tomorrow, John Gassman will be streaming. And we had a great time, and it couldn't have been done without everybody who was here in the room, as well as those who actually helped put it together. It's a team effort. We had a great time.
Larry, can you do one reminder about tomorrow real quick?
Sure. Go ahead.
Just remember, tomorrow is going to be the same Zoom line that we used for
Friday.
Last night's business session. I was going to say Friday night, but I guess that was last night. But it'll be the same Zoom information that we used last night when we did elections and all of that fun stuff. So remember to use that Zoom line and not this one that you're on right now.
John tells me that Sarah has already sent that link out for the hospitality party. So take a look. You should be receiving it soon, if not already. I guess that's it. We're going to relinquish the room, and then what, John? John's waiting for the host. Get out, John. We're not letting you in. Thanks, everybody. We're going to stop, and we'll see some of you in a few minutes. Thanks, everybody.